Hi there. The word for today is welcome the test. In Genesis 22, verse 9, we read that Abraham bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar. Abraham considered his son Isaac to be a special gift from God, which indeed he was. But God-given gifts are wonderful things and dangerous things. Why do we say that? Because as you cultivate the gifts God has given you, you can begin to rely on them more than you rely on God. And at that point, your greatest strength becomes your greatest weakness. It was God who gave Lucifer a beautiful form and a beautiful voice. Those gifts were originally used to glorify God. Then one day, Lucifer started looking in the mirror, started reflecting on his own beauty. He glorified the gift he had been given instead of glorifying God who gave it to him. The lesson in Lucifer's fall is this. Don't miss it. Whatever you don't turn into praise turns into pride. And that's a problem because the Bible says in James 4, verse 6, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Instead of deflecting praise to God, Lucifer let it go to his head. And it was his sinful desire to be lifted up that led to Lucifer's downfall. So, what are your greatest God-given gifts? What are your most significant God-ordained opportunities? What God-sized dreams has the Holy Spirit conceived in your spirit? That is your Isaac. And you should love your Isaac and celebrate him, but he must never be permitted to take the place of God in your life. Sometimes God-ordained dreams aren't just born, they have to be reborn, buried, and then resurrected and reborn. You see, if they become more important to you than God, then you have to put them on the altar. Sacrifice them for the sake of your soul. You have to put them on the altar and raise the knife. Sometimes your dream must die before it can be resurrected and brought to life for God's glory. Think about it. That's the word for you today.